Today, a story of crime and punishment where you would least expect, the elderly care industry. Last December, a 45-year-old caregiver named He Tiandai was put on trial in Guangzhou for having killed He Yanzhu, a 70-year-old woman she was being paid to take care of. He Tiandai admitted to the murder, saying she had poisoned the old woman's soup with sleeping pills and pesticide, injected her body with it, and strangled her with a rope. He Yanzhu's daughter-in-law had come to a caregiver's agency looking for someone to take care of her mother-in-law, who suffered from osteoporosis. The family could only offer 2,500 yuan, about 1,000 lower than the going rate. Amongst a crowd of caregivers that recoiled at the low pay, He Tiandai stepped forward to take the offer. But He Tiandai had one unusual condition. Should her patient die before her salary was due, she would still receive full payment. Despite being outraged, the family acceded. Just 3 days into the job, the caregiver proceeded to take her patient's life early. But the 70-year-old was not the only victim. Prior to this, He Tiandai had hopped from job to job, trying to kill 9 other elderly people, succeeding in 7 cases. The motive was none other than the fact that she wanted her salary sooner. When asked by a prosecutor to apologise to the victim's relatives, He Tiandai refused and said, "I killed people. I will pay with my life." How does one begin to explain such an incident? Some may point out to you, the case of He Tiandai comes against the backdrop of a rapidly growing industry with poor regulatory provision. At present, it remains unclear as to precisely which official body oversees maintenance of caregivers' qualification, and the fact that one doesn't need a license to be a caregiver speaks volumes about the state of regulatory oversight on the industry. Furthermore, little information about them ever makes it to official records. Caregivers are linked up with elderly clients typically through private agencies, which are easily found in many of the major cities. The agency that recommended He Tiandai only had her phone number and a copy of her ID card. It is all the more worrying because growing demand for caregivers means increasing number of people are taking up these jobs without qualification. In February last year, the police in Guangzhou detained another woman named Chen Yuping, again on suspicion that she had killed at least 6 of her elderly patients for early payments.